This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Is this real?
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, let's do a little real or fake. I make a statement. You let me know if this statement is real or fake. Clint, the Texans' two best linebackers are Azeez Alshire and EJ Speed. Real or fake?
Ooh, I'll go with real. I will go with real. I mean, I think EJ Speed, he was in tops in the league last year in tackles. When you talk about speed, sideline to sideline, when you talk about wingspan, when you talk about size, he just brings a little something different to that linebacker position. And Azeez is obviously the number one, being the communicator, being the mic linebacker, being the leader. So it really boils down to the question is EJ Speed or Henry Toa Toa. And I like Henry. I think Henry's been really good. But EJ Speed, I do think is a step up. So I think it's real, Ron.
Yeah, I still don't know what happened with Christian Harris. I don't know what's happened there. Clearly, he's not playing to the level that he played a couple of years ago before the injury. Maybe that has something to do with it. But right now, here of late, I think Henry Toa Toa is still a really good player. But you can see the difference in speed with EJ. You know, he is aggressive, tall, and he is showing up, you know, in the hole in a whole different level. So
Ron, I don't think that D'Amico or anybody over there is just, hey man, let me set my second best linebacker, my starting linebacker on the bench and just get EJ Speed some reps. I don't think he's saying let me sit Lakin Tomlinson on the bench and get my second string guard and Juice Scruggs some reps. Like, I think there's a reason behind that, and I think that reason is there's probably a higher ceiling with this player than that player, and you got to get him involved to some degree. And it's not because the other guys are playing so terribly bad that you can't win with them. It's because that the player that's replacing them is got a higher ceiling, and so. I think it's a tight race. You mentioned Christian Harris. I think it's a tight race with all four of them. But if I had to put two out there right now, I believe I'd be A-OK with EJ Speed and Azeez Alshire.
Yeah, they are pretty strong. It seems like they're kind of separate themselves. Tyler, are the Bills and Chargers the best teams in the AFC? Real or fake? Ooh. The Bills and Chargers, they're the two best teams in the AFC.
I'm saying fake. Right now, today, I mean, very much so, maybe. But I like you were laying out earlier, Ron, in the first hour of the show, I'm starting to wonder who's actually good in this football season and who's not. And I think we're going to find out very soon over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to say fake. Last week, I would have thought so, but... Chargers, they're losing their other tackle. They had already lost Slater. They're losing now Alt with a high ankle sprain. He's going to be out several weeks. And I don't know that I trust Justin Herbert quite yet with that. But They have beaten the Chiefs, so I can understand potentially them being ahead of them. Do I trust Daniel Jones? I'm not sure. I feel like you could put Buffalo up there. It's something about the Chargers that I just don't trust, but I'm not sure who else you would put up there behind them right now. So, hell, maybe I just talked myself into saying it's real.
Well, if it weren't for the injuries, I think it'd be absolutely real. I mean, you got Buffalo and the Chargers, are the top two right now, with Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, and Jacksonville, the other 3-1 teams, along with the Chargers. I don't know that I'd put any of those teams above them. But with the injuries, boy, it really puts you in a position where you got to consider the Kansas City Chiefs at 2-2. You got to consider maybe the Broncos at 2-2 making a run there. With the injuries in Baltimore, it's another one. They're 1-3 already. They've dug a hole and they've got a bunch of injuries, so they're not in the mix right now. So yeah, I would probably put. Boy, this is painful to say. I didn't realize it was this close. I would probably, with the injuries in Los Angeles, I would probably put the Colts ahead of them. I'd probably put the Steelers ahead of them.
I'd put
the Chiefs ahead of them.
Yeah. So maybe right now, and then again, also, as someone texted in, who the hell's Buffalo played besides Baltimore, right? They played Baltimore, the Jets, Dolphins, and Saints. Two of those teams don't have a win, and the other one has won because they played the other team that didn't have a win.
Yeah, they're beating the way they're supposed to. 41-30, 31-31. That's what they've scored. I mean, they're averaging about 36, 37. Patriots next. Okay. 2-2 Patriots
at
team.
At home? Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
And they go Patriots, Falcons, Panthers before they see the Chiefs. And then they got the Dolphins after that.
How'd they get this schedule? Ooh-wee. That's a first-place schedule.
Well, it's got to be back. It's got to be backloaded in a major way.
Does it? I know the Bucks and the Eagles are out there for them,
They
I
got
think.
The Bucks, the Eagles, the Bengals, the Steelers.
The Steelers, maybe. The Bengals are different. But you look at what the Ravens did. They played the Lions, the Chiefs, and the Bills in the first four
games, yeah.
And now they got the Texans and the Rams after that. Yeah, that is their schedule is almost confusing to me. All right, Clint.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Penn State, real or fake? Penn State has to beat Ohio State to get into the college football playoff.
Oh, fake.
It should be
10-2 with losses to two top five teams. Being Penn State, blue blood, there you go.
And a win over Indiana.
They'd have to beat Indiana. Nebraska. They'd have to beat Iowa. Their schedule is
a joke, man.
Is a joke, but it's Penn State. 10-2, a 10-2 Penn State team that I believe wouldn't. At that point, if they lost those two games, would not play in the conference championship game. I think they get in.
I'm going to say fake. And the reason why I'm going to say fake is your boy, Rhett Lashley, SMU. I think they gave us some proof last year that they won't necessarily always just put in the blue blood to get in, right? It was between SMU and Alabama. And they picked SMU to get in over Alabama. And Penn State's been notorious for doing this. They haven't been playing teams in the non-con that could give them any problems. And the Big Ten, although it's gotten tougher, they've still been able to avoid not having to play, you know, a lot of the best teams. If they lose to Oregon and lose to Ohio State for a second straight year, and all they do is beat Indiana, and I think there'll be potential other teams, maybe at A&M, maybe at Texas, maybe another Big Ten team that played somebody in the non, maybe a Florida State who played an Alabama in the non-con. I think the committee may look at those teams ahead of a Penn State. I mean, he's lost to 15 straight top 10 teams. I mean, at some point, man, you can't just keep losing and then beat Nebraska and Northwestern and Indiana at home. Like, it's got to, like, they're going to have to start and not scheduling anybody in the non-con, right? That's the other part. At least, I mean, Alabama, at least they scheduled Wisconsin and Florida State
right
in the non-con. Florida State scheduled Alabama in the non-con. All of these teams, Texas is playing Ohio State. Everybody is. They are playing whoever, Penn, the Quakers. I don't even know if they – I just hope they teach them a lesson and put them out. All right, coming up, general manager Dana Brown made some comments about the upcoming season. We'll let you hear what he had to say and discuss coming up next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously,
Hey. And
hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast podcast. New episodes drop daily.